If you spill ice cream on your trousers in London and say, "I've messed up my pants," people may think this situation is much, much worse than ice cream, because some everyday American words sound completely normal in the US, but in Britain, they either mean something different, sound overly American, or accidentally create awkward situations. Now, before we start, British people absolutely understand most American vocabulary because of the films, TV, YouTube, and social media. Let's start with the famous one. Number one, pants. In American English, pants means trousers, completely normal in the US. But in the UK, pants usually means underwear. So imagine you drop your food on your trousers and say, "Oh no, I've messed up my pants." A British person may briefly think, "Wow, that escalated quickly." In the UK, you'd normally say, "I messed up my trousers," or "I got something on my jeans." Now, Brits still understand the American meaning because of American media, but internally, many of them are picturing underwear. Number two, sidewalk. Americans say sidewalk, Brits say pavement. If you say sidewalk in the UK, people will understand you immediately, but it sounds very American, almost like you stepped out of a Netflix series 5 minutes ago. In Britain, pavement is a completely natural word. For example, "I was walking along the pavement. There's a bike blocking the pavement." Number three, gas or gasoline. In the US, gas station, gas prices, putting gas in the car, very normal. But in the UK, people usually say petrol station, petrol prices, putting petrol in the car. Now, Brits do understand gas, but there's a small complication. In British English, gas often makes people think of actual gas, like natural gas used for heating and cooking. So if you suddenly say, "I need to get gas," people understand from context, but it still sounds distinctly American. Number four, public school. This one causes genuine confusion because the meanings are almost opposite. In American English, a public school is a government-funded school, but in the UK, a public school is actually an expensive private school. Yes, British English enjoys making life difficult. So if you tell a Brit, "I went to a public school," they may imagine a very wealthy elite education. In the UK, the American meaning would usually be state school. So, in the US, public school. In the UK, state school. This one matters because it can completely change what people think about your background. Number five, period for punctuation. Americans say, "Put a period at the end of the sentence." In the UK, people usually say full stop. Now, Brits absolutely understand period, especially younger people exposed to American media. But full stop is still much more natural in British English. And honestly, British people enjoy saying full stop because it sounds wonderfully dramatic. You can even use it emotionally, like, "I'm not going. Full stop." Very powerful, very British. Number six, liquor store. In American English, a liquor store is a shop that sells alcohol. In the UK, people would usually say off-license, offy, informal, or alcohol shop. If you say liquor store in Britain, people understand you, but it sounds extremely American, almost cinematic, like you're about to say, "I'm headed to the liquor store for some whiskey." And finally, zip code. In the US, what's your zip code? In the UK, what's your postcode? Again, Brits understand zip code, but nobody actually says it naturally in Britain. And honestly, postcode sounds more British somehow. Slightly more organized, slightly less exciting. So the important thing is this. If you use American English words in the UK, people will usually understand you perfectly well. Nobody is going to panic because you said sidewalk instead of pavement. But certain words sound very American, can create funny misunderstandings, or mean something completely different. And sometimes those differences are genuinely important, especially if you accidentally tell people you've ruined your pants. Which of these differences surprised you the most? Let me know in the comments. And if you've enjoyed this video, like and subscribe for more real-life English differences, awkward misunderstandings, and the strange little details nobody explains in textbooks. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.